Hi, you're listening to my favourite Elliott Smith song. This is the podcast that's all about keeping Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So firstly, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And an extra special thank you if you're one of those who's followed us on Twitter or Instagram. If you haven't yet, you're really missing out, obviously. And also, don't worry, you can find us at My Fave E. Smith Song. And some further exciting news on the digital front. We've now got a new website up and running where you can find all the episodes in one place. It's really simple to get to. Just go to myfavoriteelliottsmithsong.com. And whether you spell it in the British way, like I do, or in the American way, like lots of our listeners do, you'll be able to find it. So now let's get on with today's episode. Our guest today is Craig Bartlett, who's perhaps best known as being the creator of the TV programme Hey Arnold. And as well as bringing us some great TV programmes, Craig is also a huge Elliott Smith fan and has even drawn a comic which tells the story of his favourite song. If you want to see that comic, you can find it on our website. So there's a nice little plug there for our new page. And I really, really hope you enjoy this chat with Craig. He's a lovely guy and he's so enthusiastic about Elliott and Elliott's music. This interview was recorded by Elizabeth with Stanley, the new co-producer of the show in LA, while I joined them both from London on Skype. So you'll hear questions from both Elizabeth and me during this chat. So without further ado, here's Craig.
I have so many songs that I could have picked, but I'm going to talk about No Name Number 4 because I did a comic about it.
Of her boy really made her sad, packed it up.
It is a favorite of mine, and I always felt a kind of a close kinship with Elliott when his songs really created a sense of place. And No Name 4 is a really straightforward narrative about how he seems to help a friend move out of her place because she's in an abusive relationship. And the imagery was really powerful, and I thought, what a good start. I'll draw that story, Elliott helping this girl move out of her place. Often he'll sing kind of in the third person about someone or to someone, and it seems really like he's singing about himself. But No Name 4, he's clearly in the role of the friend who's helping the girl move out. So it's a more straightforward narrative for Elliott, so it did seem like a... Also, it evokes my home. It evokes the Pacific Northwest very clearly to me. I picture that story happening in Portland or Olympia, places where I lived. It just seems right, like Elliott was there, and that's where that took place.
Packed it up and didn't look back. I'm okay, let's just forget all about it.
I love No Name 4 because it's one of the songs that we learned to play when we'd get together and play guitars. My friend Eric Keyes, who's also an animator, he came over to play with us one night and I said, so do you like Elliott Smith songs? He's like, yeah, I love No Name 4. The car was cold and it smelled like old cigarettes and pie. And I'm like, yeah, totally. I can totally relate to that, getting into a car up in the Pacific Northwest where it's cold and damp. And the car, an old used car that stinks like cigarettes and pie. You can just picture it. You can picture those pie, those sort of store-bought pies that come in the pink box. And what's funny about that is that I'm pretty sure that he means, I think Elliott's lyric really goes, the car was cold and it smelled like old cigarettes and pine, because that rhymes with, you know, in her bag I saw things she drew when she was nine. And yet, I insist that old cigarettes and pie is the version to do because it just reminds me of being, you know, growing up in the Northwest and driving in old crappy cars. They smell like old cigarettes and pie. So apologies to Elliott. He probably means pine, but in my comic, it's pie.
The car was cold and it smelled like old cigarettes and pie. In her bag, I saw things she drew. She was nine, like this one here. Her alone, nobody near. What a shame, let's just not talk about it.
In the beginning of that song, it sounds a little country to me, too.
Yeah, right. There's a couple of stuff. What was it? Somebody else talked about To Elliot from Portland, that collection. And I love their cover of The Biggest Lie on there, because they gave it a pretty much straight up country read, which I totally, once I heard it that way, I'm like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. And I think No Name 4 also has it feels like a country song. You know, about breakups and people on the run and, you know, kind of packing up your stuff and kind of just the slightly kind of squalid vibe of that scene. You can kind of picture the little crummy rentals that they're in, and you can kind of see it.
No, it doesn't look like you, but you did wear cowboy boots. That's your thing, there's no question about it.
So, Craig, a question from me is that have you ever considered writing comics about any other Elliott Smith songs?
I mean, I did. I was looking at the stories I would have told about Waltz Number One. I adore. I love Waltz Number One because I was thinking about the stories that I could tell about these songs. I thought the ones where the lyrics you can't forget a lyric. And Waltz Number One, the entire song from end to end, there's just every lyric's better than the last. I mean, every out I used to cop to make the repetition stop is my favorite. But really, to even get to that, you want to start from the top. And so those songs, I would probably do Waltz Number One. I also really love Tomorrow, just because of that last line, I've got static in my head. The reflected sound of everything. I tried to go to where it led, but it didn't lead to anything. That's a really cool visual, and you want to see that. And Say Yes, the bridge of Say Yes, Crooked Spin Can't Come to Rest. It's one of my favorite bridges in all of pop songs. And I also love Half Right, because it's full of really cool visuals too. With a broken sink for a face. What a great, and a head that just takes up space. It's like, oh my God. But I do, I feel like it's very rich material, full of cool images. And I love the idea of making more.
So in the various TV series that you've worked on, have you snuck in any Elliott's
references?
Yeah,
totally. I mean, I think that the pervasive vibe of Elliott's music is that life is kind of sad, and you try to make beauty out of that, out of sadness and kind of ugliness. I would say his aesthetic and mine were very similar, especially with Hey Arnold. When I pitched Hey Arnold, I didn't dare tell them that. But like a main theme of Hey Arnold was disappointment. And for, you know, showing that a kid is living in an imperfect world where you kind of don't have any control over it. You're just kind of trying your best to make something good out of it. The later shows that I did, Dinosaur Train and Ready, Jet, Go, are for an even younger audience. So those are purposefully more cheerful in their outlook. But Hey Arnold, yeah, man, for some reason, once we got it going and they saw that it worked and they were satisfied that this was going to be a successful cartoon show, then they never bothered me about that stuff again. And so I felt free to make the stories pretty dark.
Once we got back inside, we wanted to the ground, I was ready to hide, cause I don't know. Who's around? And you look scared. It's our secret, do not tell. Okay, let's just not talk about it.
And can you just finish, Craig, by telling us about the trips that you make to the Elliott Smith mural every year?
The figure eight wall, I was very glad that immediately became the gathering place for fans who wanted to just kind of commemorate Elliott. And I've been going ever since he died, and I usually try to go on his birthday. Sometimes I'll go on the anniversary of his death, which is also the day my father died. So that's a really powerful day for me. Was it October 21, I believe? That's a really big day for me. And I always feel like I kind of have to split the commemorating between my dad and Elliot. But if you go there on those days, there will be candles burning there and some flowers, and people will put like a bottle of Jameson there, or there's cool commemorating going on there. You know what I mean? Like, cool stuff comes out of going out in public and sharing your love for Elliot Smith.
Don't tell, okay, let's just forget all about it.
Thanks so much then to Craig for doing the interview and for sharing his cartoon and his favourite song with us. Before I go, I just wanted to let you know that our next episode is with the musician Amanda Palmer. The interview's just been recorded and we'll be putting it out in the next couple of weeks, so do stay tuned for more on that. Thanks so much also to Elizabeth Withstanley for all her help on this show. Thanks to you, of course, for listening, and do remember to follow us on social media if you can. See you again soon.